while we were down in the Dumfries and Galloway coast at the Auchinleary Caravan Holiday Park, we visited the Isle of Whithorn, beautiful, beautiful peninsula of land. And while we were there, we dropped into a little village called Gairlaston. And while we were there, I noticed a large granite stone which had been cleaned off and engraved with writing, and I recorded what was written on that stone on my iPhone, and I'll include that piece of audio at the end of this piece of audio. But what amused me about that was the fact that there was a mention to a Mulberry Harbour, and I had no idea what Mulberry Harbour was or what Mulberry Harbour was indeed, but it was a monument to that particular phrase. And when I got home, I decided to have a look to see what it was all about. And according to Wikipedia, and I'll do it briefly and I'll attach a link to this, a Mulberry Harbour was a portable temporary harbour developed by the British in World War II to facilitate rapid offloading of cargo onto the beaches during the Allied invasion of Normandy. Two prefabricated or artificial military harbours were taken in sections across English Channel from Britain with the invading army and assembled off the coast of Normandy as part of the D-Day invasion of France. And there's more in the background to this. But basically, this device, if you like to call it a device, was actually trialled at Gairlaston. A trial of the three eventual competing designs for the cargo handling jetties was set up with tests of deployment at Gairlaston, Wigtownshire. And the designs were by Hugh Loris Hughes, who developed his Hippo Piers and Crocodile Bridge units on the Conwy Morfa. Well, it goes on and on. A Welsh guy, I'm taking it from this. So as I said, I'll attach the link. But there's pictures on this link which show how they were tried, and the actual aerial view of a Mulberry Harbour B during the Allied invasion in 1944. And it was, you know, it's great how you find things out. Obviously, I wasn't around at that time, not born until 1950. But when I listened to the Bletchley Park podcasts, etc., and I hear those wonderful people who did so much during the war, and put their lives in the line and gave their lives. And here we are in a tiny little harbour village called Gairlaston on the Isle of Whithorn, where something designed by someone in this country and trialled in this bay and then proved to be an entirely successful design during the invasion. It's just incredible stuff. So I thought I'd just share that with you rather than just have that basic little audio of me reading what was inscribed on that wonderful big granite stone. Mulberry Harbour, and another education day for me. Down here at the little coastal village of Gairlaston on Wigtown, Whithorn, Isle of Whithorn area, and there's a lovely old village hall, but with corrugated sheets, I remember, of old. But there's a beautiful big granite plaque here, and I'll read it out. 1945 to 1995. For the 50th anniversary of the end of World War II, this commemorates the building and trials of sections of the Mulberry Harbour 1941-44 at Gairlaston, thus making the invasion of Europe possible and an Allied victory a reality. Mulberry Harbour. Hadn't heard of that before. I'll touch picture.